Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The U.S. now has its first confirmed case of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, this in California. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the person who is vaccinated, returned from South Africa November 22nd, and tested positive on the 29th.
We knew that it was just a matter of time before the first case of Omicron would be detected in the United States. And as you know, we know, I've been saying it, and my colleagues on the medical team and others have been saying it, we know what we need to do to protect people. Get vaccinated. If you're not already vaccinated, get boosted.
Fauci says the person is experiencing mild symptoms and is improving. This as scientists race to understand more about the variant. The Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case that could determine the fate of Roe v. Wade, the court's 1973 decision that legalized abortion in the United States. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, the court's liberal justices suggested overturning the decision would make the court appear political.
At issue is a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks. Until now, all the court's abortion decisions have upheld Roe's central framework, that women have a constitutional right to an abortion in the first two trimesters of pregnancy. Mississippi is asking the Supreme Court to reverse all of its prior abortion decisions and to return the abortion question to the states. The court's three newest justices, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, appear to signal they are ready to side with Mississippi, but it wasn't immediately clear if all of them would strike down Roe. A decision in the case is expected by summer. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
The Women's Tennis Association says it will immediately suspend all tournaments in China because of the ongoing controversy surrounding Chinese player Peng Shuai. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, Peng temporarily disappeared last month after publicly accusing a high-ranking government official of sexual assault.
In a statement, Women's Tennis Association CEO Steve Simon says the WTA is suspending its tournaments in China and Hong Kong because, quote, "I don't see how I can ask our athletes to compete there when Peng Shuai is not allowed to communicate freely and has seemingly been pressured to contradict her allegation of sexual assault." After Peng disappeared in China, she reemerged in photos and video released by Chinese state media and the International Olympic Committee. Simon and others still doubted whether Peng was genuinely safe. He says he regrets having to take the WTA's business out of China, which will mean a sizable loss of revenue, but that he doesn't want to put other players and staff at risk. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Wall Street lower by the close, the Dow down 461 points, Nasdaq down 283. You're listening to NPR News. Portugal has tightened its travel rules amid a new wave of coronavirus infections across Europe. It now requires a negative test from all new arrivals, even if they're vaccinated. Alison Roberts reports Portugal's large tourism sector is already being affected.
The move to require a test even from travelers from other EU states flouts the bloc's own policies. But while infections are rising here, they're lower than in many other countries. The arrivals halls at mainland Portugal's three main airports are now closed to all but arriving passengers, all of whom are being checked for tests. Those without could be fined up to $900, their airline up to $42,000. Within Portugal, remote working is only recommended, but masks are now mandatory in closed spaces and a certificate of vaccination recovery or test is required for restaurants and hotels, while a test is needed to enter bars and nightclubs. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
General Motors is teaming up with South Korea's POSCO Chemical to build a battery materials plant in the United States. The aim is to bring more of the process of the electrical vehicle supply chain under GM's umbrella. The automaker says details are still being worked out, including where the plant will be located. The factory, which is expected to employ hundreds of people and open in 2024, will supply materials to make cathodes, the energy center of a battery that accounts for some 40% of the cost. This is automakers' race to line up suppliers for scarce batteries and materials and components ahead of an expected shift from gas-powered cars to electric. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.